Après-midi, mesdames et messieurs, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Will Straw. I'm director of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. Je suis directeur de l'Institut d'études canadiennes de McGill, ou le IECM. And I'm very pleased to welcome you here to this event, which we've been preparing for many, many months, called Sport and Identity. Now, the last thing anyone ever expected me to do is to organize an event on sports, if you know me. But in fact, I'm very excited about this event, and so is the whole staff at the Institute. The genesis of this event really can be traced back to many discussions I've had with several of the speakers here today. I think the first was probably with Montreal Stars general manager Meg Hewings. Where are you, Meg? Okay. about her work with women's hockey in a bar somewhere. Then with my colleague, Professor Osvaldo Croce, who told me about his very interesting scholarship on the history of football in Newfoundland. Now, Professor Croce and I were roommates, I hate to say it, in 1980, but he went on to an illustrious scholarly career, and I just stayed here. But then it was really when Alan Downey, the academic associate for our Indigenous Studies program, and McGill's newest assistant professor arrived and told me about his passion for lacrosse, that this really took shape. And then we were very, very pleased to find the additional presenters whose work I'd already know, Professor Olivier Bauer, who is Bowie, and Mercedes Diane Petit, who's Petit, who wrote a very interesting master's thesis on the topic that she'll be speaking to us about today. So it's a very interesting, fortuitously put together group of people on a theme that we don't often tackle much here at MISC, but which is obviously very central to many elements of Canadian identity. Now, as we say in the description, you know, we could just celebrate sports, celebrate inclusion, common purpose, but of course the history of sports has been marked also by prejudice, exclusion, such a group shouldn't really be playing this sport, it belongs to us, and so on. From lacrosse through women's hockey, Canadian sports have expressed collective resistance, protected endangered community traditions, and been key sites of conflict over the character of Canadian society. And our speakers will be dealing with many, many aspects of this. Now, I don't think we could have found a better person to host this event than Brendan Kelly, who is known probably to most of you, and it's my pleasure to have known him for, I'm not going to say how long, not as long as I've known Osvaldo. Yeah, that's right, okay, yeah. Several, 5 or 6 years, yeah. He co-wrote the documentary, The Montreal Canadiens, 100 Years, 100 Stars, which aired on CBC TV. He also has a Habs-obsessed hockey blog, Top Shelf with BK. Now, who would have thought somebody could do that and also be an expert film reviewer, music columnist, celebrity interviewer, and so on. A true Renaissance man. He also loves to play hockey in his spare time. He can probably tell you a little bit more about his stats. And so I just ask you to join me in welcoming our Master of Ceremonies for today, Brendan Kelly.
Well, thanks for those kind words, Will. I was actually thinking of canceling this morning just because I'm not into sports anymore. I hate hockey. I'm not watching any hockey games anymore. And in fact, they had said, you know, you could wear a Habs jersey, and I was carrying it around this morning thinking, should I wear it? I mean, but you know what? It's perfect because, I mean, sports and identity, like the whole city is in like a mega depression right now because of what's happened to... apparently, their hockey team is not doing that well. I hear rumors that they're kind of on the ropes. So anyways, I was in all seriousness very happy to do this. I am obsessed with hockey, and in fact, I'm originally from Glasgow, and if you want to talk sports and identity, and in fact, my brother Dermot just sent me this book on the social history of Celtic, you know, and the whole sort of thing with the soccer club there and their Irish Catholic roots. So I think it's an amazing subject for a symposium, and I'm very, very happy to be here. So aujourd'hui, c'est il me fait grand plaisir de vous accueillir à notre conférence sport et identité. The speakers will be speaking in English or French as is indicated in the program, and as well, you could, there'll be question periods after each speaker, and you can ask questions in either of our official languages. Alors, les questions peuvent être posées en anglais ou en français. Also, please turn off your cell phones, or at least turn them on to silent, or even, I think we could live with vibrate, but alors, s'il vous plaît, éteignez vos téléphones. We've got some great speakers here, as Will has mentioned, including Professor Olivier Bauer, Marcelie Dion, who's an MA in art history here at McGill, Professor Alan Downey, who is the academic associate for MISC's Indigenous Studies undergraduate program, and Meg Hewings, who's the general manager of the Montreal Stars and a McGill graduate, and most importantly, a former Martlets player. So first up, I'd like to introduce you to Professor Osvaldo Croce from Memorial University, and he's going to be here to speak to us about association football in Newfoundland.